Okay, good evening, everyone. This is KD2BKD. Gordon, W2TTT, is on vacation, so I guess I'll just take over the net for the Bergen County, the BARA, the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. I see three people on Echo Link, as I am the supporter of the Echo Link connection, where I have it connected through my radio to it. But first, we need to see if there is any emergency traffic. I repeat, any emergency traffic, just you can call out break at any time. Let's see if there is any. Nothing heard. So this is KD2BKD. We're going to be using K2BAR call sign for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, as that's what the TechNet is. So if there's any check-ins, let's go with EchoLink check-ins first. And please state your call sign name, location, and if you have any comments or questions, technical questions, computer questions, any kind of question on anything loosely related to ham radio, so you can just call K2BAR.
K2BAR, good evening. Bob in the net, this is WA2UMP, and I do have a question. And I'm going to be sending Bob a picture to you, and that will be serve as a visual aid for my question. Back to net control.
Very good, Jim. Great to hear you in there. I will put you down for a question and get my computer booted up so I can receive that image. Any other check-ins via EchoLink?
This is November 2, Victor Hotel Zulu. N2VHZ is my call sign. I'm portable. My name is Ken. I'm in Alliance, Nebraska. I'm going through my node via handheld, and the node is plugged into the EchoLink system here. So I am on RF on one end, and then going through EchoLink to get to you. So once again, this is N2VHZ. Name is Ken, QLF in November. My QTH is Alliance, Nebraska. Back to net control.
Very good, Ken. Got you in there. N2VHZ, you're now in Alliance, Nebraska. I guess you have no comments or questions, but just to ask you right now, you have an N2, so you were at one time in New Jersey, New York area?
Yes, that's correct. I was Hudson County, Bergen County, Suffolk County. I lived in a couple places. I know Gordon from many, 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 20 years ago. He was big on sideband contesting, and I was too, and we were in direct, he was a direct competitor of mine, to say the least. All right, that's Gordon, W2TTT. He has changed his call sign to what it is now, but I remember from back in the day. So he invited me into the TechNet. Back to you.
Okay, this is K2BAR, TechNet. Any more check-ins via EchoLink? So two so far.
K2BAR, good evening, Bob, Jim, and hello, Ken. K2YRA, Steve in Suffern, New York.
Good evening, Steve, and I will ask you, as Gordon would, what are your intentions?
They are totally honorable, sir, which reminds me of a joke I heard on the radio where a guy said, you know, I picked up a young lady on a date. The father said, you know, she's got to be home by 8:15. And the guy said, yeah, middle of August, no problem. I'm sure I'll come up with a question or two or three and comments most likely. Thanks, Bob.
Very good, very good. Now let's see who I cannot see through RF. If there's anybody RF that wants to call in to the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, DMRNet, call with your with a call sign to me as K2BAR.
WA2ISD, Bob here with comments in Oradell.
Okay, good to hear you, Bob. I'll put you down for a comment from Oradell. Is there any other RF check-ins this evening?
K2BAR. This is 82MOB. Bob, good evening, and everybody else on the TechNet tonight.
Very good, Dave. You're coming in from Fairlawn. Do you have any comments, questions, or anything else like that this evening?
No comments, just listening in. If somebody brings something of interest, I'll put in my 2 cents, I guess, but I'll be listening in. This is K2MOB. Good evening.
Okay, very good, Dave. Is there any other check-ins this evening? Call out to K2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Nothing heard, so we'll go down the list. WA2UMP, Jim, I got a text from you, said you couldn't get on Echolink, but I guess you are on Echolink. I guess that was before you got on. You had a little bit of trouble. But I did get a text message with a photo and your question, Jim. This is going to WA2UMP.
Yeah, okay. Good evening, Bob. And I sent you a picture of my shack. And you've been here before. The shack is in the den. It's a shared room with the TV, so it's kind of like the entertainment room. And you'll see that I brought the coax in from the attic, and I just drilled a hole and I brought it down the wall, and it's okay. It works well, but it doesn't look as good as it could. I would have liked to have cosmetically, looking at it now, as you'll see in the picture, I would have liked to have done something more cosmetically better. You know, if I could have brought it through the wall, snaked it through the wall, that would have been better, and bring it out, you know, at the bottom, you know, of the by the baseboard, that would certainly conceal it so you wouldn't have to look at the coax. But that seemed like a lot of work. I thought of covering it with artwork. You know, it can't be anything that catches on fire because the radios do get hot. So I'm wondering if anyone has any ideas how to conceal that coax that comes in from the attic, you know, from the roof into the attic. And I drilled holes in the, along the edge of the wall and the ceiling and brought it down. And you see the coax, and it's less than perfect cosmetically. So with that, I'll turn it back to control, and we'll see if anyone wants to share any ideas.
Okay, this is KD2BKD, acting net control for K2BAR call sign this evening for the Barra Amateur Radio Association TechNet. I see the picture. I see you have, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 coaxes running down behind a nice cabinet with all your radios in it. I would think if you made something out of some nice pine wood that's maybe 2 inches coming out from the wall by maybe 4 inches across, like a U channel, and could just put that over them and maybe even paint it to match the wall. I think that would be one way to do it, or if you could get it in the corner, that would even be better. It would give a little room for some air, and if you're really concerned about heat or something, the way I did it is I had a closet in my son's room above where I have my radios and stuff. Let me drop it a minute. So it was a closet, and I asked his permission and my wife's permission to put a PVC pipe through. So I put a PVC pipe that goes, so I go right from the attic through his closet and come down right into the garage. But you can't do that. But I would make a little blocks around it, go back to Jim, and then see if there's any other people who have any other ideas on how they may have hidden their coax wires. And I'm guessing you're concerned about the wires getting hot. So this is K2BAR back to WA2UMP for his comments.
K2BAR in the group, K2IRA. Bob, good suggestions. I was thinking along the same lines of not seeing the photo. It's hard to imagine. I was also thinking if it's in a corner, some kind of nice molding, that would, like, picture a baseboard but running vertically, to hide that almost, it would blend in with the wall. And at the other end, there's the plastic-type cable or wire covers that do, and really all that does is just kind of helps it blend into the wall. But again, sight unseen, I would agree with Bob on the molding or some sort of enclosure. And again, also depending on the decor, the design of the layout, you would have something that matches. So it would look more like a wall decoration rather than concealing something. So again, I qualify that I'm looking now at the photo. So, yep, definitely, probably something together. Let me take a look at the photo and turn it back to Ned. K2YRA.
Okay, this is WA2UMP. Okay, very good. Well, thank you for the suggestion so far. Yeah, I kind of like the idea of putting a channel through, and hide it. You can make it out of three small pieces of wood and then paint it the same color, put screws on it so you can take it out, you know what I mean? You can open it up to add coax. I have four antennas on the roof and capability of, and wires going up for the rotors, There's two rotors that are connected and one that's not connected yet. And I have one more antenna for HF going up, and then I'm going to call it a day. So I'll have a total of five antennas. I like the idea of it looking neat, because it's in kind of like a shared room, and I like everything to look aesthetically pleasing. The corner idea, well, I can't get over to the corner of the front of the house. That's to the left of the station because, the pitch of the roof starts there and there's no room to drill holes there. I could take it into the other wall, but then you kind of sit on the couch and you see it when you're looking at the TV. You'll see this contraption there. But I do like the idea of a channel built with wood and painted the same color as the wall. And the part that's exposed, you could even conceivably put like one small piece of artwork there to just make it a little bit less obvious. So good suggestion so far. It's giving me ideas at least for the next house. Nobody's complaining, but I like things to look aesthetically good. Back to Nick.
K2BAR, WA2IC. Maybe you can build something that looks like a bookcase to make it a little less obvious as to where it is. Over.
Okay, thanks, Bob, for that suggestion. And we'll go back to Jim about the bookcase. Or just putting shelves up there and, put some knickknacks or whatever. That's a good idea. So we'll go back to WA2ISE for his, WA2UMP. We'll go back to Jim.
Okay, yes, I could put a bookcase. This is like you may have seen it if you're a fan of L.L. Bean. It's a freestanding shelf that is about 5 foot high. Made out of kind of attractive, and the back is open, you know, so you could have the wires coming out. I could put something on top to hide the wires, something like a bookcase, you know what I mean? But then I have something that's a little tippy, and I'd have to pass it to the wall. So, but that does give me some ideas. I thought of covering it with like a poster, but a poster is kind of flammable. Those radios get hot. I'm thinking kind of along the terms for the next house too, when I'm starting from scratch, you know, and I'm going to do it a little bit neater and better the next time. All good ideas, and back to K2BAR.
Okay, very good. Let's see if anybody else has any comments about this hiding wires. K2BAR, if anybody else can call out.
Stairs, or do you have separate holes for each? And I'm also, leaning towards what Jim and Bob even suggested of, stacking something on top of it, whether it's shelving or a mirror or a picture, leaving a gap, you know, between it for some circulation, but just kind of covering it with something like that. Back to Ned.
Yeah, it seemed like I doubled with you, Steve. I don't know what everybody, if everybody got all of that. Okay, just making sure that Jim, did you get all of what Steve had to say, or did I double with him?
So how many you're going to have, and then after a while, now I'm at four antennas and one to go, and again, there's wire for three rotors. So it has a way of, the antenna farm has a way of growing. So at the next house, I'm going to start from scratch with a plan where I take this into consideration. Until then, I may just hang something up there to hide it. All right. Well, I do appreciate the helpful suggestions, and back to Ned.
Okay, this is KD2BKD, acting net control for K2BAR TechNet. Very good. Hopefully Jim got all his information there. It seems like he did. Next with a comment is WA2ISE Bob from Oradell.
K2BAR, WA2ISE. Just a quick comment. I just got a Work All States Award, so I figure that's probably earned me a dancing banana icon. And as per FCC regulations require, I framed it and posted it, hung it in the Radio Shack. Over.
Oh, congratulations, Bob. WA2ISE, you got all states. Was that on what frequency was that, or maybe it was a combination of frequency? This is K2BAR for your comment.
Okay, yeah, it was basically mixed mode, mostly FP8, but some single sideband here and there over the years.
Very good, and congratulations again. I guess that's all the comments. Don't know what, let's see, the next Barra event, I don't know exactly what day it is, it would be the first Sunday of September, is the Barra Picnic, if anybody wants to attend at Wooddale Park. It's just off of Kindicomac Road, if you get to the Blue Moon, and go down that road. There's a traffic light by the Blue Moon. That's Prospect Street. You go down the hill from the Blue Moon, and Wooddale Park is down there, and I believe, I don't know the exact time, but you can check the website for that. don't know of any other comments. If anybody else have any other comments and questions, come now and call out K2BAR.
K2BAR in the group, K2YRA.
Hey, Jim, I got to thank you. You know, we were talking about stealth antennas the other day, and I have a question and a comment on that. And now, the kind of the reverse, we're talking about stealth antenna wires. So it's kind of good. So, you know, in my search for stealthiness, I and also, so this is a Jim and Bob kind of thing, which all comes together. So, I'm in a development where I have limited opportunity to put an outside antenna. So the good news, I get to do a lot of my operating portable out in the fresh air or whatever. And then I do have a wooden terrace, a deck, and I measured it like years ago. It's 6 foot by 8 foot by 12 foot. And I'm thinking, box on antenna. So I'm kind of reverse doing the calculations in reverse by whatever dimension I can configure a solid copper or some sort of wire antenna inside within the measurement of this wooden deck. I could set something up there that would be invisible. I mean, it's wood. If I use like dark brown wire or something, nobody would notice it. And I have the option of also mounting them either vertically, for FM, or horizontally for sideband. So thanks to Jim, thanks to Bob, and now I'm doing some reverse calculating to see what I can fit, what bands I can make to work with those dimensions. And I'll come back with a question. Back to net, K2YRA.
WA2UMP with a question for Steve.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, question I have for Steve. Is there a railing, or could you put a railing around the deck? Now, very often what people do is they have a wire. You could put like a long wire around the perimeter of the deck. And if you do the arithmetic, geez, I think you said 5 by 12 or something like that, you might be able to have that wire long enough to work some of the lower bands. Certainly you could do 6 meters and 10 meters and 15 and 20. A little rougher getting down into 40, you might have to add a coil, okay? Something to consider if you have a railing going around it, and back to net.
Oh, very good. That's a very good idea. We will go to Steve if he has any comments, KA2YRA, about the railing.
Yeah, K2BAR in the group, KA2YRA. I also want to give Bob KD2MOB a chance to jump in. It's a wooden deck. It has, and it's, there's one above it, so I kind of have like a top surface. I have sides in front. I could loop something around the railing. Ideally, I'd like something that kind of maybe points more away from the building. So that's why the Moxon might work. I got to do some measuring, but Jim, yeah, great idea about doing some sort of wire loop in there. And again, I could rig it up horizontally, vertically. I got 12. It's 12 feet wide, 8 feet high, and 6 feet deep. 6 feet out from the building, and the railing is 3 feet above the floor of the deck. So, using that, I have a lot of options. On the downside, the deck points at a water tower, which is, I don't know, a couple hundred feet away. On the top of the water tower are tons of pager antennas, and about 1/10 of a mile or fraction of a mile beyond that is a large hospital with a large number of radio antennas on their roof, cellular and whatever. So it's a really radio noisy area. So again, that's what gets me out and about. But thanks for the feedback. Stealth is the word.
All Very good, Steve. Very good. And I think we have our longest client here from Taiwan, I see. Is that Kai out there? Do you want to check into the net? This is K2BAR, which I am KD2BKD acting as net control as Gordon is on vacation. Is that you, Kai?
K2BAR. This is Bravo Mike 2, November Hotel Charlie. Sorry, late check-in. Back to net. Connected. BM2NHC.
Very good, Kai. This evening we're talking about stealthiness, either in antennas or hiding wires in the shack if you're in a room that's multi-purpose and making wires look nice coming down from the ceiling. I don't know if you have any comments on that or if you have any comments of your own or questions. This is K2BAR.
BM2NHC to K2BAR. Was the last QSO meant for me? Apologies, I just stepped away. Back to
that. Kai, yes, it was. We are talking about stealth antennas and stealth wires this evening, trying to hide wires and hide antennas. Gordon is on vacation this week and next week, I believe. So just wondering if you have any ideas or comments of stealth on antennas or wires. This is K2BAR back to BM2NHC.
K2BAR, Bravo Mike 2, November Hotel Charlie. As far as stealth antennas go, I can't say I have too much experience. I can tell you what the setup that I have at home. I have my antennas installed in the attic. I have a vertical. It's the Edfong TBJ1. That's the collinear in a PVC tube. That tube can actually be mounted outdoors, and the bottom 10 inches is non-radiating, so one could bond directly to metal. I know of folks that have used that antenna in their HOA. They either leave it unpainted with all the pipe manufacturer information on there, so whenever somebody points to it, they say, "Oh, well, what does that look like? Doesn't that look like a drain pipe for one of my bathroom fixtures?" And usually they get out a response. Seem to concur with that. Also, I've had know folks who have painted long done with non-metallic paint, camouflage, whether it's woodland or urban camouflage setup, and work well with them. So that's all I have in this area. And know that when I was growing up, we put up a long wire dipole and an inverted L in the attic, though that was mostly for SWL. So that's all I got. Back to next.
Oh, very good, Kai. Thanks for your comments. Just to, if you want to come in again, should have told you, on a deck, there's a deck Steve has, KA2YRA, which sticks about 6 feet away from his house, 12 feet wide, and he has a headroom of 8 feet, I guess, before the person above's deck. Maybe you, well, you or anybody else has any comments on a deck antenna in I guess, a condo or a townhouse complex. This is K2BAR for anybody's comments on that. And then Any other comments or questions anybody else has, just come on now also. Just call out for a K2BAR.
K2BAR.
Very good, Dave. And your comments would be welcome.
Yeah, for Steve, KD2YRA, I hope I got the call letters correct. Sorry if I missed it. Yeah, I'm basically trying to picture it, but you have, you know, basically with neighbors around, you want to keep it as camouflaged as possible, I guess. But you do have your options, and with the hospital being not too far away, it makes for a noisy environment. But you know, I really don't know what to say except you know, try your best to make it fit in nicely, and then hope, you know, and then hopefully it'll work. This is KD2MOB back to the net.
Very good. Thanks for your comments, Dave. Anybody else? This is K2BAR, TechNet.
N2VH, just need to report the comment.
N2VHZ from Alliance, Nebraska. Go ahead. Subject, or if somebody wants to switch to another subject, this is K2BAR, TechNet. Just call out K2BAR.
Quick comment here. I'd like Ken's idea on the helical dipole. One other way to do it, Steve, if you're allowed to put up a flagpole, think of the possibilities. You could have an antenna in a flagpole, and that would be a very patriotic way to go with an antenna. Back to net control.
Like hide the antenna wire inside the Christmas lights. But that's suspicious. Jim, I do have a question for you regarding the wires that are coming down from the attic down to your, you know, the unit that has the radios in it. You mentioned a concern with the radios getting hot and wanting to have, you know, not overheating. Again, I'm no expert, but I would think the heat from the radio is not really in the wire. So if there was the opportunity to run the coax through the wall or behind the wall, certainly keep in mind all fire code regulations about plenum wiring and whatnot. But I don't think the wire itself
is the heat concern, certainly the radio equipment is. So, again, no expert on that, just wondering if that's a solution to run the wiring inside the wall, even if you had to wrap it in some sort of metal to, prevent it from getting a nail shot through it or something. Your thoughts on that? Back to net, KA2YRA.
Okay, this is K2BAR. Jim, if you want to rebuttal that from Steve, you're welcome.
Yeah, okay. No, the wires don't get hot. The wires, you could put a kilowatt through a, put 100 watts through a very fine piece of wire, also in an apartment antenna, number 30 or whatever, and ran it around the apartment ceiling, and it didn't get hot. What does get hot is the radios can get hot, and I thought of just covering the wires with a poster, but, geez, if there was ever some type of overheating with one of the radios, the paper could catch fire, so I'm a little bit cautious on that end. I could run the wires through the wall, but it's an outside wall. There's insulation in that wall. It might be a little tricky, to get it to go all the way through and down and pull it out. And, when I was first putting them up, I just moved in and was anxious to get everything working, so didn't quite have the forethought of, spending the extra time. One question that I have for you is how to put up a flagpole. And if you can, think of the possibilities, what you could have inside that flagpole. With that, I'll turn it back to net control.
Okay, this is K2BAR. We're going to go to Steve on his rebuttal on a flagpole antenna. So we'll go to KA2YRA.
K2BAR on the group, KA2YRA, yeah, flagpole, excellent, but no, cannot erect any kind of freestanding or separate vertical flagpole. I do have a, maybe it's a 5 or 6 foot wooden antenna pole at a 45 degree angle clipped onto the terrace with a small flag on it, and I'm thinking to, occasionally I use the plastic mount that holding in the wooden antenna pole, or sometimes I'll stick a PVC pipe in there and put one of the hamstick type dipoles on top of it, but it kind of sticks out, visibly. It's kind of apparent, but maybe I'll modify Ken's idea of doing a helical wound dipole around the flagpole. The wooden flagpole, just make it long enough to be able to get some distance on that. It's certainly there. So the two concerns are, one are visibility. I don't want to put up anything that someone's going to object and probably hit me with a fine. And the other is I have a neighbor upstairs who claims interference as soon as I get home, whether I've turned the radio on or not or hooked up anything or whatever. So, I got to be real sensitive to that because she lives right upstairs from me and makes a lot of noise and can make it even noisier. So that's the joys of, shared living spaces and whatever, living close. Every time I'm driving around, I'm looking at houses and, my kids are out of school, so school districts maybe not that important, but, wow, it's probably low RF noise here. I could put up a nice antenna. So, maybe the next move will be somewhere. Based on antennas. When I first moved in here, we had terrible cellular coverage.
Timeout.
K2BAR, K2YRA, I either yacked too much or got kicked off. Back to net.
Connected N2BHZ repeater. Connected KA2YRA. Connected WA2UMP.
82ISC. Maybe you could, make like you're putting up a satellite dish and use the coax feed as your antenna. Over.
Okay, this is K2BAR. For whatever reason, Echo Link, you heard it. I guess you heard it. That it said there was a timeout when Steve was talking. And I looked at my Echo Link node here, and it looked like everything dropped off. Don't know why, but it seems like most everybody's back on, except for Kai. So, I don't know if you guys got Bob, WA2ISE's comment on satellite dish, and using something like that for a stealth antenna. So this is K2BAR. Does anybody want to make a comment on that?
Comment, X-BHC.
Sure, go ahead, N2BHZ.
Well, there's plenty of room out in Nebraska on the western side, and there's plenty of jobs. So if you're thinking about moving, you can come out here and work at the railroad for $85,000 a year and buy a $50,000 house and be fine. Believe me. And nobody's going to complain about radio, because there's nobody to complain about it. But, you know, I had the same problem. I lived in Carlsbad up on Hackensack Street, and I stood my ground against the FCC, and they actually said to the person that claimed I was offending, they were going to go inspect their equipment. Because I says, I'm transmitting on the amateur bands. Your equipment. My argument was, let me let it drop for a second, and I'll give you the perfect argument. And it's 100% factual. And it won't end, because it's the truth. Let me let it drop for a second. If this person wants to, you know, bump heads, your argument would be, and this is absolute truth, I have it written down, FCC granted a letter to me to confirm this was my argument, it's valid. My equipment is purely within specifications. I have a license, I know what I'm looking at, I know what I'm talking about. Everything is purely within my specification. I do not transmit outside the amateur radio bands. The person that's claiming the interference has equipment that is receiving outside their allotted frequencies, and they're picking up the amateur radio bands. I'm not transmitting on any of their equipment. They're receiving my transmission illegally. You know, they bought some stuff from China or whatever it is. It's not type accepted, and they're claiming interference. Well, it's their problem to get their equipment within standards. My stuff is strictly within purity standards of the FCC, and that was my argument. I heard the conversation on my scanner on their cordless phone, and that person was so mad they never talked to me for the next year, but nothing they could do about it. The FCC sided with me. Back to you. Back to that control, rather.
Yeah, N2VHZ, Ken, thank you for that information. Very, very worthwhile information. Anybody have any comments on that? Call K2BAR.
WA2UMP, just a quick one here. I lived in the that situation with the neighbors complaining about RFI. If you transmit 40 meters and below, it tends to interfere with anything with wires, for example, a landline or surround sound. It tends to overload that in such close proximity. Hard to blame the equipment because it's just fundamental overload into the system. So landlines and surround sound, anything with wires 40 meters and below, you can interfere with. Above 40 meters, cable's pretty immune to nowadays, and if you're up at 440 and 2 meters, it's a little harder to cause interference. Anyway, that's my two cents. You always got to do your best to get along with the neighbors, so it can be a little bit of a difficult situation. Anyway, that's my two cents, and back to net control.
Very
good, Jim. Very good comments. Anybody else want to comment? Call out K2BAR. Nothing heard. I don't think anybody has any other questions, but if they do, call out K2BAR, and we can start a new one. Still early, so call out K2BAR if you have any comments, or otherwise I'll shut down this net.
K2BAR, WA2IC again. Last year I think the QSC had an article about how to cut a slot in a old satellite dish to make a slot antenna for 2 meters. So do you use that as a self antenna? It could also double as a 2 meter antenna. Over.
Studio in the city. Location. You know, certainly true. And Jim, yeah, thanks for the observations about RFI. I operate QRP. I operate, you know, at home I like to operate, you know, mostly digital FT8, 40 meters, 20 meters, and everyone here is on cable. Woman upstairs complains about what she says some kind of interference on one of her televisions. You know, you think it would knock, it would bump into all of her televisions, but I agree, it's either a, you know, poor cable, it's not Fios, it's the other ones. Who knows? Gotta be neighbors. Gotta be neighborly. Back to net, K2YRA.
Very good, Steve. Thanks for your comment. Any other comments coming in now? Call out K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2IC. I was talking about the satellite dish. QSC had an article about a year ago about how to cut a slot into it to make a 2 meter slot antenna. So you could also use that as another reason to have that self antenna. Over.
Very good, Bob. We copy that on the 2 meter slot antenna about. From a satellite dish antenna. Anybody have a comment on that? A 2 meter slot antenna out of satellite dish antenna.
K2BAR again. Hey, Bob, thanks for the satellite dish antenna. Actually, I have one sitting or laying under a table on the deck. Not being used at all. They just redid the tiles or whatever on top, shingles on top. So I don't know if I could ever get them to approve doing that. And they would probably need to, you know, have the satellite dish company come in and install it. But good idea, though. Thanks for the reminder. I should put it to use or give it away to someone who can use it. Anyone need a satellite dish? And Bob, I do have a question, actually to the Moxon Maven in the group. The connection to the coax connector, did you connect coax to the antenna wire, or did you put a connector on? That is my question for you, Bob. Back to that, K2YRA.
NK2BS, repeat.
Yes, this is KD2BKD, Bob. I'm guessing you're talking to me as I made the Moxon antenna, or Moxon antenna. The center conductor of my coax was copper, and I used copper wire, and that was very easy to solder direct. The shielding on that particular coax that I used was kind of cheap. It was in aluminum. You can't really solder aluminum braided wire. So I actually soldered on a crimp connector onto the other side of the copper wire, and that made a nice connection, and then took the aluminum, put it inside the crimp connection, and crimped it as best as I could, and that's how I did that. Next time I asked Steve, W2I, no, well, who was it, WI2W how better to do that. He should be giving me or selling me some aluminum rod. Let me drop it. And he said the best thing to do probably is to take the aluminum, because aluminum's hard to solder, and squeeze it down with a vise and drill a hole, and then use a crimp connector and crimp onto that. So that's what I'll probably do with the next one I make out of aluminum. But this particular one was soldered, and the aluminum was crimped. Hopefully that resolves any problems or questions you have. This is K2BAR for anybody's comment on that. N2VHZ, go ahead.
Okay, Ken here, the Lewis, Nebraska. Hey, the Mach sounds directional, and when it's also in close proximity to other objects of metallic nature in the same plane, wouldn't it be, like it can't be tucked up against siding, in other words. It's got to be somewhat in the open, because it does have, what do they call that, it's like a two-element beam, more or less. Is that true? And I considered a Moxon antenna, but then it was directional, so it went to a Yagi, a small Yagi. But there's one comment I want to make. If you need wire, the best deal on amateur radio right now. It's been going on for a couple of months. I bought a spool of it. It's great wire. It's military telephone wire for the field phone. Very thin. You get about a half mile of it. Really, literally a half mile of it on a spool. You can measure it by using it. It has connectors on it that it's dead-ended to. So if you had a TDMA, you can measure it, but most people don't. But you have a half mile of wire. You don't have to worry about anything. And I make dipoles out of it. It's steel-clad copper wire. It's very thin. It's black. It's two conductors. You can split it very easily and use it as one conductor. And it solders very, very well. It takes one solder very well. It's sold in Sportsman's Guide for $20 a spool. Can you believe that? Back to next call.
Very good. Thanks for that advice, Ken. Always good advice from you this evening. Anybody else have any comments on anything? Call K2BAR. Nothing heard. I guess everybody's talked out. No other questions, comments, or anything, but I'll give you one last try. And nothing comes in, I'll close the net down. So call K2BAR. Any comments or questions? AR, TechNet. My name is Bob. I am KD2BKD, acting net control, while Gordon, W2TTT, is out on vacation. I'd like to thank NJ2BS, the 7373 Venture crew, for the use of their repeater in Pearl River, New York, just over the border from New Jersey. K2BAR TechNet is now closed. I repeat, that K2BAR TechNet is now closed, and let the repeater go to regular amateur use. Good evening, and have everybody a good night. 73s to all from K2BAR and the acting net control, Bob, KD2BKD. Go ahead, N2VHZ.
Yeah, how's it going? Could you elaborate a little bit about how you got your node going? It's interesting. I can tell you in about, 30 seconds. right outside, so I got rid of all of that because nobody ever used my repeater except me, so I got rid of it, and I ran a single Kenwood transceiver, a commercial transceiver that I programmed, and I run it at 5 watts, and I still have it into my repeater antenna, and on my frequency is 147.015 meters, and I have that going into an amplifier that I modified for continuous duty. It's a VHF engineering for the 1970s amplifier, 120 watts. I cut some holes in it and threw some fans in it, and it runs beautifully. It gets out about 20 miles here, but nobody's ever here to talk on except me. So it's like my own private repeater, even though it's open with no PO. And that's my echo link node. It's a small repeater, just about a simplex repeater. What are you running over there? Back to you.
Yeah, N2VHZ, this is KD2BKD. Basically, all I have is an old XP computer connected to a Unified Microsystems SCI-6 sound card interface. Between the two, I do have a USB sound card. It could easily go right directly to the PC sound card. And on the other side, I have it just going to a Wushan HT radio. I'm less than 2 miles from the actual repeater. Basically, line of sight, if they chop down some trees, I could see the building, the top of the building, I'm sure, as I've done some studies on the topography here. And so I'm only running 1 watt out of the Wushan. The only channel that's programmed in, or frequency that's programmed into the radio, is the frequency of the NJ2BS repeater, and it's been working like this for a couple of weeks now. Hopefully that is enough information. If you have any other questions, just come back. This is KD2BKD. Back to N2VHZ.
Hey, okay, my question would be, where is this repeater? I've never heard of this. I lived in your area. I used to be a member of Barra, but I never heard of this repeater. I just maybe just didn't really pay notice to it. But on that side, on the computer side, I run a... what is this? I'm looking at it. Rig Blaster, no mic. That's the interface device going into. I bought an old tower off this kid. Imagine back in the day, you know, like a 6-bay tower. It was a gamer's computer from 10 years ago, you know? I bought it off this kid for $20, you know? It's way more than what I need. It runs XP. It's, you know, it's a full form factor, big, giant computer, full tower. But it just loafs along. The only program running on it is Windows XP and Echo Link, and it just loafs along. The fan hardly ever comes on the computer, strangely enough, but it comes on. And that's what I run, and I interface it. We have a company here called Allo. We're very challenged out here for our communications, so we had a cable, and it didn't work out so good, and everybody was upset, bent out of shape. Then this company came, and they bring fiber directly into your house. No contract required, and boom, I hooked my stuff in. I got my own little router going, and Echo Link's been running out here for about 5 years. Hasn't missed a beat, runs beautifully. And I used to be on Echo Link many, many years ago when I first started off, when I lived up in the northern parts of New Jersey, and enjoyed that very much when it was on dial-up, you know. But I'm interested in where that repeater is that you're talking into. Back to you.
Okay, N2VHZ, this is KD2BKD. Do you know where the Blue Hill Building is in Orangeburg? It's in Pearl River on Orangeburg Road. It's on the top of the Blue Hill Building. I don't know how they got that location, but it is a great location. It is a 30-story building, or maybe 26 or so, but it's about 300 feet above the road. Back to N2VHZ.
I left your area in 2002. What town is this that you're talking about? North Bergen, idea. No idea.
WA2UMP disconnected.
Okay, it's in New York State, only a few yards over the New Jersey-New York border in Pearl River, New York. There's a 26-story or so skyscraper, and it's pretty much on the top of a hill, sort of, in Pearl River, off of Orangeburg Road. It's a little in off-beaten path. You really can't see it from New Jersey with the hills and the trees and everything, but it's in Pearl River, New York, and it's called the Blue Hill Plaza, I believe. This is KD2BKD back to N28VHZ.